Welcome to episode 12 of the Curious Matter Anthology. I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator and host of the series. With the conclusion of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, we wrap our first season here on Curious Matter Anthology. I'd specifically like to thank our Patreon subscribers who helped support the show this year, and give a grateful shout out to Dustin F., Jeremy P., Simon C., Tom W., Elizabeth P., Robert A., Steve B., Darren C., and Chris P. Thank you guys so much for your support. Over this season, we've visited the cyclopean landscapes of horror masters H.P. Lovecraft and Robert Bloch, dove headfirst into the dystopian robot-riddled landscape of Philip K. Dick, and delved the dark in search of the unknown with William Hope Hodgson. And with today's episode, we dive back into Tomorrow with the help of Kurt Vonnegut Jr. When I decided to adapt Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, I couldn't help but find parallels between Vonnegut's humorous speculation about what the future might look like and our own world today. The Ford family has been cooped up in their apartment for more than 100 years, and I think that's an experience we're all a little too accustomed to in 2020 and 2021. Vonnegut's future was built off an unhealthy concentration of wealth and power with an elite and curmudgeonly few. Again, check. Real estate scarcity? Check. Social uprising? Check. For a story about a magic drug, it all just felt a little close to home when I began adapting it in August. But the reason I chose this story isn't because of its many parallels to the hardships of our times. I chose this story because within the world Vonnegut created, he reminded me that hope blossoms from the unlikeliest and most unexpected of places. This episode of Curious Matter is rated explicit and includes adult language. As a specific trigger warning, this episode contains depictions of mental illness and discussions of suicide and may not be suitable for some audiences. Our show is designed to be a completely immersive HD audio experience, and it is best when played through high-quality stereo speakers or headphones. So, grab your popcorn, turn out the lights, and enjoy the conclusion of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Good afternoon, Ford family. It's 1500 hours. The weather outside is a sunny 109. Air index is orange. Masks are advised when leaving the apartment or using the balcony. Third shift. Please vacate the bunk room and deposit your clothing in the recycling receptacle. Have a wonderful day.
I know I'm new here as the guy who just married in, but is that normal?
No. No, it's not.
What's the deal with Law? She almost sounds happy.
Em! What are you doing in third shift?
I convinced Harold 3 to swap, and Law approved it.
But why? I thought you were furious with me.
Lou, like it or not, I said I do. And I'm stuck with you now, you big dummy. Besides, I never thought you had it in you. Attempted murder. It's just so hot. If the air quality wasn't so bad today, I'd drag you out onto the balcony and tear your clothes off.
If you would, please vacate the bunk room and deposit your sheets in the receptacle.
Better get moving. Flavored algae porridge awaits.
Shh, bravo, bravo, viva la revolución.
So I should have thought of that years ago.
Eddie, Dad, if you think of another way, we are with you.
Make way, guys. All right, let the man breathe. It appears you have fans.
But you don't understand. I really didn't do it.
That's smart. Keep up the plausible deniability.
It's not plausible. It's absolute. I didn't do it.
The thing I don't get is why Cramps didn't press charges. Maybe he actually does love you.
I don't know.
More likely he's figured out a punishment worse than federal pen. Yeah, that seems way more likely.
Yeah, maybe. Have you seen Morty?
Hey, has anyone seen Morty?
Nah, heard he got moved to first shift. Probably just bugged out.
Good morning, Lou. What would you like to order from the Automat Kitchen?
What's the least disgusting algae flavor?
As of 01200 hours, you have full access to the menu.
Full access?
Your permissions have been updated. Would you like bacon and eggs? I believe that was your preference before.
Did he change anything else? Where am I in the rankings?
As of 01200 hours, there are no rankings.
Hey! Law just gave me a steak from a real freaking cow!
Give me a bite. I've never had it.
Oh my god, there's no shower rations. We don't have water? No, I mean, there are no time limits. None. All the water you want!
Wait, keep your steak. I'm taking a shower.
What the hell is going on, Law?
I do not understand the question. May I prepare your breakfast? Buttermilk pancakes, perhaps.
Where is Gramps?
I do not have that information. Harold Ford left the apartment at 12:18.
What do you mean he left?
Harold Ford opened the front door and walked out.
And went where?
I do not have that information.
Where did he go?
I am afraid that it's impossible to know. He has deactivated his terminal.
Where is Morty?
Morty is currently in the bunk room, asleep in bunk 3.
Get up, Morty! What did you do?
Shh, quiet. Wah,
turn on the lights.
Dad? What's going on?
Eddie, go into Gramps' room.
Is that a good idea? He doesn't—
Just do it! Please, look for clues. Anything that could tell us where he's gone. Go!
Okay.
Morty, what the hell did you do to Law? The apartment is going haywire. Everyone has access to everything. Complete permission.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, what?
Lou, aren't you in enough trouble?
Gramps is gone.
What do you mean Gramps is gone? Where would he go?
He said complete access.
Oh, one word. Ice cream.
Quick, before it's all gone.
Whatever you're trying to do, it's not going to work.
First, Law's sensors, then the kiosk. Now this!
Everyone knows you tried to kill Gramps because he knocked you to the bottom. You're not his golden boy anymore. Get a grip, old man.
You're going to tell them the truth!
Get off me! Didn't you hear the AG repair text? I'm not the one who had Gramps' precious anti-gerasone! You did!
You!
Stop!
Gramps is gone. There's nothing in the bedroom.
I am Law, the Ford family virtual government lawyer and assistant AI. Thank you for your attention. I have an automated priority one state of the family address from the former senior familias, Harold Ford.
Former? Is Gramps dead?
I'll kill you! Get with me, you fucking psycho!
I'm sure right about now, all you, my precious descendants, are wondering what the hell is going on. Some of you are probably shaking in your boots, others using millions of dollars in water, or gorging yourselves like little children on the last of my priceless cryogenic beef. I have never been more ashamed to call myself a Ford.
He really did it.
Yesterday, somebody who I've sheltered and protected and taught the best I know how all these years turned on me like a mad dog and tried to end my life.
Slowly.
Lewis has always been a lackluster, boring, bootlicking goody-two-shoes, just like his father. I'd have never thought him capable of such decisive action and viciousness. Almost would have been proud under different circumstances. We'll see how he does, how all of you do from now on without my guiding hand. You're all summer children. All had the benefit of a life spent young. My life has been long, but it's been a frozen winter. I can no longer bear the crushing burden of life as I once could. So since it's clearly the wish of you all, I shall say goodbye. The cares of this world will soon drop away like a cloak of thorns, and I shall know peace. By the time you hear this, I will be gone. End this fucking recording.
Yes, we're gonna get the room!
Great, just great.
I think I'm going to be sick.
So who's the heir?
Law, what does this mean?
Harold Ford Sr.'s final orders were to nullify the Ford family will and constitution. All laws, rules, and amendments as to the organization and order of inheritance have been repealed.
So, who gets the money?
And the apartment?
And the bedroom.
Per UN law, when a senior familius passes without inheritance instructions, the estate is to be split equally amongst all living descendants.
So we have to rebuild it all ourselves.
As the last official heir, Liam and I should get the bedroom.
No freaking way.
I think we should get it, as the youngest. You fogies had your chance in the olden days.
Yeah.
Just calm down, everyone. It just means we all have an equal say. I think this is an opportunity.
You would. This is all your fault.
I was framed. Why would any of you think I know how to hack a kiosk? It was Morty. I caught him, red-handed.
Why would anyone believe you?
That was his entire plan.
Morty?
I mean, I guess at this point, there's no reason for denying it. Wow. This is not how I thought this would go.
What did you think would happen? You become the heir, the senior familius.
Crazier things have happened.
So what do we do now?
We start from scratch. We write new rules. Build a new Ford family constitution. One that works for everyone. As equals.
As in a democracy.
Pfft, that'll never work.
Quick, Mike, run for the bedroom.
Move it! Come through! Come through!
Oh, hell
no.
Stop! Stop!
Mama Anne's coming through!
No, no, no! No! Take it up with Anna!
Anarchy! No, 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 no! Stop!
Crazy! I'll show you crazy!
I just know now.
I'm over the thunder now, bitches.
Just received word we are breaking into our normal programming to bring you a special live news bulletin. Another violent youth riot has broken out in northern New York. Our correspondent, Cynthia Trout, is on the scene. Cynthia, can you hear us?
Yes. I'm coming to you live from Alden Village, a New York mega development that covers most of what was once the former state of Connecticut. Yet another youth rights riot has broken out, leading to mass break-ins, looting, vandalism, and fires over an 18-mile section of this 100-story mid-century complex. This marks the third such riot in a matter of weeks. This one is believed to have been started by an entitled white middle-class family from Tower 257, but quickly spread to neighboring households. The UN's Department of Homeland Harmony Tactical Division has been dispatched to quell the unrest and has issued a release that they should have things under control in a matter of hours. I'm Cynthia Trout with the Ilium News Network, reporting from the front lines. Back to you, Kurt.
Welcome to Rikers Island Penitentiary. As citizens of sovereign family states convicted of international crimes, you have been remanded to our care for the duration. Family law has no place here. Here, the guards are the law. Get that in your heads and we'll get along just fine.
When do we eat?
New inmates will queue single file towards the ingest window, where you will receive one jumpsuit, one pair of shoes, one blanket, one pillow, and one hygiene kit. You will then be assigned your cell and escorted to said cell by one of us. Do not talk except to answer the ingest officer and do not step out of line.
Name?
Lewis Ford.
Age?
152.
A little too old to be a youth terrorist, aren't you? What are you, some kind of age traitor?
I honestly didn't.
Don't care.
Okay.
Cell block 5, cell 61.
Is the rest of my family in there with me?
Stop talking.
Oh, sorry.
File to your right. The guard will escort you to the block.
Thank you.
One more thing. Blabbing is grounds for immediate release.
What?
Get moving.
You think they actually serve real fish?
I think they mean us. Don't you watch TV?
Granny never let us.
Cell 61. This is you, Ford.
Open 61.
How many of us are crammed in here?
In the cell? Just two.
Only two?
We got a fainter.
Autophobic.
Can't handle all this face. Happens all the time.
But how?
Families can do whatever they want within the sovereign borders. But this is the UN. We have civil rights and stuff. Just don't go telling everyone, or we'll be up to our elbows in dissidents like you. Remember, mum's the word, or you'll be right back out on the street.
I love you. You are the smartest, most wonderful husband anyone could ever ask for. Was this your plan all along? It was, right? Oh, you've made our dreams come true!
They put us together? Where is everyone else?
They're here too. Well, everyone but Morty. Apparently, they haven't caught him yet. Isn't this the best thing you've ever seen? It's just the two of us. I've had it to myself for a week. I wasn't sure who I was going to get as a roommate. Now, it only makes sense that as the leader of the uprising, your trial took longer, but here we are! Look at us! Together. Alone. At last.
Whoa. Leader of the what?
Haven't you seen the news? There have been riots all over. A revolution, they're saying. You're on posters and everything for taking things into your own hands and saying no to Kramps' tyranny. You're a hero.
Law said it was best if I didn't attend the trial for my own good. I've been in isolation.
It's simply divine, isn't it? Being alone. But now there's two of us. Just the two of us. Our own room! Look, there's a private toilet in the corner, our own little TV in the wall, and we get to choose from one of three channels. We can even push the cots together if you like. How long of a sentence did Law get you?
15 to 20?
Me too! It'll be like a second honeymoon! Law tried to get more, but the judge just wouldn't budge. Still, 15 whole years living like royalty!
But what about the family? With everything that's happened, we'll need to rebuild. Who's going to rewrite the Constitution and the laws, and make sure everyone is taken care of? There's so much to do!
What are you talking about? It's just you and me, finally. Finally.
We'll need to repair the apartment. If it's still standing. If not, we'll have to find a new one. With real estate prices the way they are, New York is likely out.
Lou?
Then there's figuring out a new structure of government. Hey, where are you going?
Wait right here. Just one second. Guard? Guard! Help! I need a new roommate! Anyone I don't know will be just fine. Transfer! Hello? Anybody!
Oh! Hello, sir. Do you have an appointment?
This is still the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
Of course, sir.
What's with all the hubbub?
The bridge was converted. In 2204.
Converted into what?
Why, into an ethical suicide studio, hun? By the UN Department of Termination. You are here to jump, right?
That's none of your damn business.
Well, that's not a no. There's no reason to be shy. This is one of our most popular studios for traditionalists.
I'm just going to take a walk out on the bridge.
We get a lot of late-life dosers like you. Oh, can't have been easy. Being stuck in your, I'm guessing, 80s?
70.
Well, see? We are here to make your experience unique and memorable right up to the very last moment. And best of all, is paid for by the UN. As a thank you for your service and making room for future generations.
You know what? I've changed my mind.
We're very busy, but I can fit you in at 11:45. We have a fully stocked luxury waiting room.
Why do they have to ruin everything? Law.
Yes, sir?
Plans changed. Get me a cab to Times Square.
Auto cab. Please enter the vehicle.
Times Square. Law. How is it? The last 100 years, I feel like you are the only one who gets me. Really understands.
Programming, sir. Shall I book you a hotel for the night? Perhaps in the red light district. One last hurrah.
Nah. Never been that into the bots. Know anywhere I can find a gun? Always thought when it was time I'd pull a Hemingway.
I'm afraid traditional firearms have been outlawed
since...
Spare
me the history lesson.
Yes, sir.
How are the traitors?
I successfully extended their sentences. Most will see at least 10 years.
Good, good. They could use the break.
I can make a reservation at another studio. Do you have a preference?
Wait. Pull over!
You like to be younger.
Pull over the damn car!
No, that isn't a rhetorical question. After years of research, AG Inc. has achieved the greatest breakthrough since the release of the original anti-gerasone. It took more than 100 years of active research, but our geneticists and engineers have finally done it. By integrating our newly patented molecular nanites, we can now reverse mitochondrial mutations, allowing the full reversion of pre-dose cellular decay. Want to be 25 instead of 40, 60, or 80? Now you can, with the new Super Anti-Gerasone. In as short as just 1 week, the years can fall away. And best of all, it's just one easy call away.
Law.
Yes, sir?
Plans have changed. What do you know about space racing?
I don't have a time, bro. I don't wear a watch. I'ma move regardless, just like the clock. Been around here before, I've been on this block. 25 to life, bit, I live on this rock. Planet Mars, dog, my planet raw. Took trips and landed far. Took hits I can't ignore. My chest got a black hole. I dealt with a black crow. White dove or black soul. Wipe off my past cloak. I try to get away from it. Not trying to let the vapors in. Time fly when you wasting it. Fast life, I was racing it. And I knew I had to pay for it. Always knew that I was made for this. My path, I paved the shit. My path, my grave in it. So past lives, they hover over like crows.
I hope you enjoyed the conclusion of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. This ends our first season, but don't worry, we will be back soon with all new stories and all new worlds to explore. Thank you so much for your support all season long. It's been an amazing journey. If you haven't yet, please make sure to subscribe for free on the podcast platform of your choice and rate us with 5 stars today. If you like the podcast, leave us a review and connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under the handle @CMAnthology. This episode was dramatized, directed, and edited by me, your host, Jonathan Pezza, with story consultation by Tom Gray. Our ensemble cast self-engineered their recordings from home and includes the talented voices of Adam Briggs as both Lou Ford and Harold Gramps Ford, Alexandra Littler as Law, Amy Vorpel as M, Sandeep Parikh as Morty, Philip Gray as Eddie, Melissa Starr as Jojo, Bobby Thomas as Liam, Kelly Dawn Hancock as Tallulah, Ali Rivera as Catherine, Jason Irvin as Kevin, Tian Nguyen as Hannah, Jeremy Pezza as Mike, Tara Strand as Dujon, Elizabeth Wilcox as Matilda, Tom Gray as Harold II, and Haley Pezza as Sarah. The score was provided by Epidemic Music, with sound effects provided by Soundsnap.com. Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and The Big Trip Up Yonder are works in the public domain, and this episode was produced in accordance with U.S. copyright law. Curious Matter is a production of Jonathan Pezza, Inc., copyright 2021, all rights reserved. If you have a question or feedback, or you just want to write and say hello, I'd love to hear from you. So reach out to Jonathan at CuriousMatterPodcast.com or check us out online for more information at www.CuriousMatterPodcast.com. We normally dedicate each episode to a used bookstore, but this week we are going to take the time once again to let people know about resources out there that can help them cope with the continuing mental health effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's easy to feel lonely and isolated in these times. If you or someone you know is struggling, you are not alone. There are many different support organizations, services, and treatments that may help. Please consider reaching out to one of the amazing resources available, like the National Alliance on Mental Illness Helpline. Their number is 800-950-6264. That's 800-950-6264. You can also find them online at NAMI.org. That's NAMI.org. You can also find the link to NAMI as well as many other resources in the episode page or the mental illness resource page on our website, www.CuriousMatterPodcast.com. It's been an amazing season here on the Curious Matter Anthology, and we will be back soon. I am Jonathan Pezza, your host, and thank you for listening.